Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here, and you're gonna be glad you hung out with us because Tom Burke is here. Tom is in charge of he's actually Executive Vice President of e-commerce for that little company called Barnes & Noble. You've heard of those guys, haven't you? Well, he's e-commerce, in charge of e-commerce for BarnesandNoble.com, and he's here to talk to us about a lot of different things, especially the online world and the whole e-commerce phenomenon that we've been experiencing over the last few years. Tom, welcome to the show.
Morning, Jim. Great to be with you again.
It's good to have you here. Tom, I was just went off on one of my little tirades, which my audience knows I do every once in a while, about this thing about no problem, about saying whenever somebody waits on me and I say thank you for setting my food down and not splashing it into my lap or not burning me with the coffee, thank you for that. They say, oh, no problem. And my question is, whatever happened to you're welcome?
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. It's a great question. I think that on behalf of the person who's saying that, I just think they think it's lazy. I think they're lazy. I think they think they're being comforting, but meanwhile they're not.
Does it annoy you
that they don't realize that they're doing?
Does it annoy you as much as it annoys me?
Yes, it does annoy me. Yeah, I've experienced the same thing several times, and it does annoy me. I just want to grab their throat and say thank you. You know,
yes.
Learn how to say thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to serve you or whatever. And, you know, okay, don't say it's my pleasure to serve you. Just say you're welcome. I mean,
sure.
I mean,
you
learned that in kindergarten. And,
sure.
And so, okay, so how do we get that kind, you know, on when we do business online, Tom? If I buy something from your company, I think do I get a little bye-bye page that says thank you for your business? What happens?
Yes, you do. We say thank you. We say thank you for your order, and then we try to communicate several times along the way. First off, when you place an order at BarnesandNoble.com, we send you an immediate response letting you know that you have successfully completed the order. We've got the order. Thank you for your order. And then shortly after, once it's being processed in our back end and we understand when it's going to ship, we send you another note thanking you again and reminding you and letting you know that now we have a date and it's now going to ship on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then once it leaves our warehouse, we communicate once more.
Wow.
That it has now left our warehouse. It's on its way. Because that's an important point, because we do not charge your credit card until it actually leaves our warehouse.
Wow.
Okay, so when it's sitting around,
that can be dangerous for you guys.
Most items are sitting, you know, it takes 24 hours from the time you place the order on the website before it leaves our warehouse. And during that time frame, we don't charge your credit card until we're absolutely certain it's in the box and it's on the way to you.
Tom, that could be dangerous on your part. I mean, in this time of year when people are maxing out their credit cards, you could be in trouble. By the way, Tom, before we leave the thank you thing, I actually, you know, I don't like pop-ups. You know how when you go to a website and the little thing pops up that's got an ad? I don't
sure.
like those. I don't like those. But I would probably like a pop-up that came at the end. And here's how it would work. And this is something I'm going to recommend to you. And you guys can have this. I'm not going to charge you for it. You can have first crack at this.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I place my order, and you send me the bye-bye page, or at least I think it's the bye-bye page. And it says, thank you, Jim, for your order. We'll be contacting you to let you know about shipping, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And so then I click out of your site to go somewhere else, and a little pop-up comes, and the little pop-up says, no, Jim, really. Thank you.
Right.
What do you think? You know, thank you is kind of obligatory on the other page, but this new one would be a little pop-up that says,
exactly.
No, really, thank you, Jim.
Thank you message.
What do you
idea.
Think? See, that's kind of like holding the door for me.
There you go, know? Exactly.
So anyway, you guys can have that. I expect to see that on Barnes & Noble.
Thank you, I appreciate
very
that.
Soon. So now, a lot of people think that Cyber Monday was the Monday after Thanksgiving. Black Friday is the big shopping day.
That's
then
right.
On the next Monday is when people are flocking to the internet to buy online. That's big cyber day. But there are other days that are pretty big in cyberspace, aren't they?
That's correct, Jim. As you described, Thanksgiving weekend obviously is a big weekend in the brick and mortar world, and our stores also benefit from that. But then, for whatever reason, it's really interesting. After the weekend, either customers were out of town, or they had friends and family visiting them, or they themselves were visiting, and had a lot of time. They didn't get enough shopping done. Either they didn't get any shopping done, or they didn't get enough shopping done. So what we see on that Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, is our sales actually jump more than 75% as compared to the Monday before Thanksgiving. So it truly is a huge sort of step function, if you will, in volume.
Right.
And then that's where we sort of call it Cyber Monday, the official kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Now, from there, as you described, it is not the peak day of online shopping for the season. It grows from there. And there tends to be a natural rhythm where companies like ours, our peak brick-and-mortar days tend to be Fridays and Saturdays, and our peak online days tend to be Mondays and Tuesdays. And what's happened over the last several years, Barnes & Noble's been online for 10 years now. What's been happening over the last several years, customers are becoming more comfortable, more confident in shopping online, and they've actually procrastinating, just as they do in the brick-and-mortar world. And so, in fact, we're forecasting that Monday, December 17th, Tuesday, December 18th, these are going to be the two largest days for us for the holiday season.
Wow. And that's because...
Yeah, that's just because they're waiting, and it's a Monday and a Tuesday, and then they'll get their packages by the end of the week, and so that's
if they wait longer than that. If they wait any longer than that, will they actually? What's the latest I can order something from Barnes & Noble and have it delivered to me on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, well, in fact, you could order from us next Wednesday and Thursday, and selected expedited air, and you get it either Friday or Monday.
Okay.
But for fast and free delivery, okay, on BarnesandNoble.com, if you spend just $25, you qualify for free shipping.
Wow.
And if you order by Tuesday, December 18th, you spend at least $25, you'll get it free shipping, and
is
we'll
that,
get
is that
you
by mail
free
or is that days. Is that by courier?
Oh, that's by UPS.
So how can you do that? If I spend $25, how can you deliver something that would cost me $10 to deliver? That's incredible.
No, given the volume that we do, Jim, we've got a pretty good rate with UPS.
I bet you get a little bit. I bet you get like 30-40 cents less than I do, don't you?
In fact, we got a good rate with UPS given all the volume we're sending to our stores as well as to our customers. In addition to that, Jim, while it's fast and free with a $25 order, our average order ends up being a lot more than $25.
Yeah, I bet it does. Okay, stand by, Tom. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Tom Burke is Executive Vice President for e-commerce for BarnesandNoble.com, and he and I have got a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about what's it looking like for e-commerce this year. Stay with us.
Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling with our friend Tom Burke, Executive Vice President of e-commerce for BarnesandNoble.com. We're talking about e-commerce, and boys and girls, if you don't have a website that has an e-commerce component on it of some kind, then I think you're missing the boat. Maybe what you sell, you can't really sell it online. But you really got to have a website, and it's got to have a catalog. You got to have at least a catalog of what you sell, so people can go there in the middle of the night and shop around for you and find you and walking down the street. Tom, I was literally walking down Lexington Avenue, Park Avenue, in New York City not too long ago, looking for a restaurant. I thought I knew where it was, and we went to where I thought it was, and it wasn't there. And so what we did was we went online in our phones.
That's right.
And found the website.
Sure.
And found the address and found out that we were in the right place, but it had been a couple of years since we'd been there, and they closed up and somebody else was there.
Wow.
It wasn't a restaurant. It was something else. But But anyway, it was we did all that just by going to the website.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. We find of the users who visit our website, some 60% of them report that they do some research online, finding a book or a DVD, whatever it might be, and they check the inventory status, you know, online and all those kinds of things. And they do so they do some research ahead of time, and then they go to the store.
Yeah.
Significant group, and as you said,
so they do e-shopping, don't they?
Exactly.
See,
so
that's the biggie. That's what I.
You know, there's a lot of e-browsing going on as well for retailers such as us about brick and mortar. Now, of course, we have plenty of customers, them included, who are also coming online and making purchases. So I agree, you have to be online. You have to have your catalog online and be available for your customers.
At least let people do e-shopping if they won't,
exactly.
if they can't do e-commerce.
That's right.
Okay, Tom, what kind of different things can I buy at Barnes & Noble? Now, I know I can buy books, DVDs, what else? Can I get a set of snow tires there?
No, we haven't been able to crack that one.
All right.
But we do, focusing on Barnes & Noble, you know, the Barnes & Noble brand is really about information and education and entertainment, and so in addition to the books and DVDs, we also have CDs, musical CDs, and we also have educational toys and games, board games, puzzles, arts and crafts, science and nature kind of items for children. And those start with, you know, sort of very, very young children all the way up through, you know, 8 to 12 is really the sweet spot.
You know, one of the things that I like, you know, I like a lot of the nature programs and history programs that you see out there. And sometimes you're given an opportunity to buy them on television. You know, you can call in the number. And I'm always too lazy to get out of my recliner to go get the credit card to do that. But are some of those kinds of things found at your site?
Absolutely.
Is there a place where I can go find some of those? Some
of
those historical
section, we've got a tremendous list of documentary.
All that stuff.
That kind of thing, absolutely. We've got a ton of those documentaries.
The Planet Earth series. I love that series. Do you have that?
David Attenborough did a fantastic job on that. That's a BBC co-production.
That's one. And then there's another one now that Sigourney Weaver has done.
That's right. That's also doing very well.
You guys have that?
I believe we have that one.
Wow.
And also The War, the Ken Burns.
Right.
The Ken Burns product is doing very well this season.
Anything Ken Burns does is top shelf.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll recall Civil War.
No snow tires.
No snow tires.
What about flowers and candy and stuff like that? You guys got that?
No, we don't have any flowers or candy. Our stores do sell Godiva chocolates.
Yeah, I know about that.
But we also sell in the home and office area, Jim, for people who are, again, focusing on people who are readers. We've got book lights. We've got bookends. We have journals, stationery, calendars, all kinds of great gifts. And speaking about nature, Jim, in the calendar area, the best sellers in calendars tend to be animals, nature photography, as well as travel photography.
Yep.
Customers love to see images
very peaceful
of
and classic.
Italy and the UK and Europe and so on.
You know where my favorite Barnes & Noble is? It's in Georgetown.
In Washington?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., yeah.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful store.
It's my favorite Barnes & Noble of all I've ever been to. Folks, if you ever get a chance, it's right there on M Street. You got to go check it out.
Yeah, beautiful store.
Okay, so what else do we need to know about? What do you think the future of e-commerce is, Tom? And by the way, folks, those of us who were, remember when some of you folks who are a little long in the tooth like me, at least with regard to the Internet, remember when we had Prodigy back in the 80s? And you could go there on your modem, go to Prodigy. Tom was part of that group, so he's been doing this a long time. You got a significant perspective on this whole cyberspace e-commerce thing, Tom. Where do you think we're going in the future with this?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. I think more and more customers are going to migrate that way. Here at Barnes & Noble, roughly 5-6 years ago, 5% of the company business was taking place online. Now it's about 10% of the business is online. Clearly, people are very, very busy managing a business, you know, with a dual-income household and children who are overscheduled. They're just, you know, they're scheduled to the max. And so more and more people are coming online. They're taking advantage of the great offers.
Do you think people...
offers.
And the truth is, even though you're a big company, you got a big company website. People don't mind doing business with small businesses online either.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. As long as they feel like their credit card is being secure and everything, they're all set.
And small business owners, you can secure that credit card just like Barnes & Noble.
Absolutely, absolutely.
BN.com. What's the website quickly?
BN.com.
BN.com. Didn't get any easier than that. Thanks, Tom. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Quick break. Right back. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.